Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5. 97.5. A Gao Media Station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and this is the big surprise of the day. This is like breaking news, because Barry's here, I'm here, and lo and behold, Nick is here.
What
Nick
up?
Has escaped jury duty and showed remarkable dedication that I did not expect to make sure that he is here and on time to make sure that all three of us are intact for the show. It's fantastic.
Now, before we get to the jury duty and what happened, I ask you, Joseph.
Yes.
If you had jury duty in the morning,
yes.
Would you have showed up?
Yes.
Really?
I'm going to let you all know that the day that
nice
my
try.
Car got T-boned, I was trying to see if there was a way that I could still get here to do the show. And I will also very fondly remind you guys, which was fantastic. Both the paramedic and the cop was like, you're going to still do the show today, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, no, probably going to have to sit this one out. But I did want to.
I totally would, too.
It's called dedication.
You're lying through your teeth.
I would not
you,
be
Nick.
Here.
I forgot what time you got out the last time for your jury duty.
I would not be here. Why are you here?
I didn't want to miss the
You're
show.
You're so stupid. Why are you?
So we are now 1 minute and 21 seconds into this show, and you've already called
you
him stupid.
Smart
idiot.
Enough to get out of jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
This
so how
true.
Did you do
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just didn't.
Did
get
you
called.
Like show your nipples or something? Or like.
There were.
Did you fart a lot?
There,
I was thinking about that. If you should just eat like a bunch of Taco Bell and just fart a lot and then be like, sir, can I be excused? I have the sloppies. And he's like, what? You'd be like, I will poop right here in this courtroom if you don't let me go.
No.
You didn't do any of that?
None of that.
How'd it go down?
It went down. I mean, basically, there were seven cases that potentially could have went to trial. Ended up being three. And this is just for the first group, for the group of people that had to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Were you on time, by the way?
Yeah. I was 30 minutes early.
Did you?
I was so mad.
So you didn't drink last night?
So mad. Yeah, I didn't. I was so
okay.
mad.
Good for you.
But then, yeah, so they called 60 names for the first case, 50 names for the second case, 60 names for the third case, and I didn't get called. 170 names.
Did they go alphabetically, or was
no.
it random?
It was random.
Okay. So you just got lucky.
I just got lucky. And apparently, the reason why there was only three cases is because a lot of them, I guess they knew their fate, and so they didn't want to get sentenced, and they knew that we actually showed up, because there was like 500 or 600 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the guy was like, the sheriff was like, I've been with Fort Bend County for 3 years. This is the biggest group. So I was glad. I guess the odds were with me considering how many people showed up.
That is, yeah. I mean, if there's 500.
Yeah, there was about 500 people.
You're That's pretty good chance of not getting picked.
So I was waiting for one of those outbursts. And
right.
there was two.
So you were going to do it?
I really was just, I was just looking
funny.
Around.
He was at least contemplating.
You know,
I was like, which one of these fools are going to pop something off in this courtroom
right
now?
The best one would be if somebody was like, I hate Muslims. You'd be like, me too. What?
And here I was thinking, all you had to do was drop the brow and give him that face to either one of the attorneys. And they'd be like, this dude looks like he'd go nuts on the whole courtroom. He's out. Trey would testify to that.
So after you check in, the judge shows up, and then the process is the people that are trying to get out, like they have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They have an excuse card filled out, and they're about to see the judge and make their case.
And how many of those? What are the percentages?
There's about 13 people.
Well, but with the
and
percentage,
two of them got rejected.
I was going to say, because usually that's that walk of shame on the way back from the judge's bench where you go up there and be like, listen, I can't do this because I'm on the radio. And he's like, I don't care. Go sit down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, you got to walk all the way back. And everybody looks at you like, nice try, dumbass.
So the first kid that that happened to was like a younger kid. And you could tell he was angry. And when he got rejected, he wouldn't go back to the same seat that he was initially sitting on. Yeah, so he went to the complete other side of the room because he wanted to avoid embarrassment, right?
Yeah.
From, you know, from the people that he was sitting next to.
Because I'm sure he was bragging his ass off, like, I'm getting out of this. Watch this. Yeah. I got this all taken care of.
The second one was an older white lady, and she wasn't happy.
Oh, no.
You could sense there was an outburst, but you couldn't quite hear it. I mean, it was a big room.
Did she start throwing out big words? White people, we've just established that already. White people throw out big words when they're angry.
I didn't hear it. I couldn't hear
this is ludicrous.
It.
This is just...
She was mad, but I tell you what, that judge did not care. And let me tell you, just because you throw out an outburst doesn't mean you're going to get out of jury duty.
No.
They might make you stay. She was one of them, dude. She was
she got
not
picked? Did she get picked?
I don't know if she got picked.
That's the
best. I didn't
best.
Pay attention to that part.
I want to leave. Ma'am, you've been selected. Get down now!
Yeah.
That would be the best.
And then the last surprising part.
I'm very important in the counting department. Tammy, go sit down.
But the last surprising part is I thought pregnant women, that's just a legitimate excuse.
No.
No. No. Not only were there two, one of them got picked.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was surprised.
She should have carried like a bottle of water in her like.
How is that not a legitimate thigh? Excuse?
Oh, no!
Just look down. Oh, God,
I gotta go.
Right now.
Judge is like, get out of here. No, pregnancy is not an excuse. What are the excuses? If you're taking care of a child with no child care
or somebody
or elderly.
With, who, that, yeah.
Or the elderly.
Medical procedure.
Right now.
Medical procedure, military. Huh?
L.U. Dillon is texting in right now about being pregnant and trying to get out of jury duty.
Is he?
Yeah, right.
But like medical procedure, military, and student, I believe, if you're a student.
Full-time.
You
think that's it has
right.
to be full-time.
Yeah, I think that's right.
As long as you're full-time,
yeah.
is what they said.
So not a whole lot other than that is going to get you. And I believe if you've served in the last, I want to say it's 6 months. Because it seems like I was getting a notice every 6 months for a really long time.
Really?
But yeah, yeah,
it does
yeah.
seem like they come in like numbers. Like because there's the what the federal court. And
most of this is county, but
yeah,
if you get a federal
case, you can
case,
get selected.
The worst, my wife had to do grand jury. Oh, that sucks. That sucks because that's a lot of cert. Like you're
that could be like weeks.
Yeah, like but it's like several cases and weeks, and Ed, she said it sucks.
There was only one guy that, like, I guess he had such a he got selected from case number two, and then I guess he had such a compelling conversation with the guy he was sitting next to that after he got released, because he had to come back the next day,
mm-hmm.
he came back to let us know. It's like, yeah, I got to come back the next day. So he actually, before I got to leave, the guy that got selected got to leave, but he has, before me, but he has to return tomorrow.
Wow.
So it's, yeah.
But like, so have you, either of you ever served?
That's the first yes. time.
You did
no.
you know, you've never, that's the first time you've ever been to
That's
jury
the first
duty?
Time I showed up.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I didn't have to.
He's the best policy. I'm not sure here, but
man, I was an alternate juror, which doesn't sound bad. It's the I would rather be a juror than be an alternate juror because so you're the 13th person in the box, right? You're right. There's they've got the 12, then it's you, and I think there were two alternates, me and one other person. And this was a case where it was a what is it where the parents make the kids appear to be sick? You know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-mm. Oh, what's the damn name of it? Anyways, so it was about this crazy mom who was trying to make her kids appear like they were sick, but they weren't. And then the dad was being accused of being like abusive. And so the mom, so this was, it was crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So I sit in on the jury and I go through everything. We go through the selection. We go through the trial. We get all, and it took like a week or so, like a week and a half of jury. So we get all done, and I'm like, sweet, I can't wait. I'm gonna, and then he goes, okay, you two can go. And I was like, huh? He goes, you can go. What do you mean I can go? Like, I haven't given my verdict. I haven't said what I think. He goes, no, you're just alternates. You were in case one of these 12 didn't make it. You can leave now. I don't even get to give my say in all this. I had to sit through all this for nothing.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Oh, I was so pissed. But then what was weird is the lawyer for the dad. So I thought the dad was guilty. I was like, oh, yeah, this dude beat the kid. He's guilty. Just hang him. So the lawyer calls me and he was like, he's like, dude, He goes, well, how are you going to rule? And I was like, I was going to rule against the dad, against your client. He goes, would it have changed your mind if I told you this, 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 and this? And I was like, yeah. Turns out, mom, psycho. Complete psycho.
So I looked it up, but I can't pronounce it. It starts with an M.
Munchausen by proxy. That's okay. What it's called. It's called Munchausen by proxy.
I was going to spell it. I wasn't even going to try.
Yeah, yeah, but that, so it was a Munchausen by proxy case, which is where the mom is always making the kid sick and then, like, you know, always having to take it to the hospital and keeping it under constant care. It's weird. It's a whole weird. It was
what
weird.
What did you say about white people using big words?
Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, well, there yeah. you go. You got it covered for us.
But I thought that's just, that shouldn't be, I should at least get a vote. If I had to sit through all that crap.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I was so pissed.
Because the one that I got was a trial in which the guy who stole electric razors from a Walmart was already convicted. But my trial was his girlfriend involved in the whole thing?
Oh.
And I thought, I'm in and out easy.
Yeah.
No, the thing went on for a full day. And then we were sitting there with the jurors and we got some people going, I don't know, man. I think she is the mastermind behind all of this. I'm like, she didn't even know she had to pick him up until after he got out of the store. No, I think that she set him up for this. I'm like, oh my God, just let me go home and eat dinner. I was there way too long. It just, and then on top of it, like I said, I got out of that one. I'm like, well, thank God I won't have to do that for another year or two. And I got another one in the mail right after that to do whatever the other court. I was like, oh, you guys are mad. You just want to see me in pain.
I think Barry's right. It's 6 months.
Yeah.
If you served in the past 6 months, you can't do it again.
Somebody said the best way to get out of jury duty is go against whatever they're talking about. Tell them you're not open-minded and you hate lawyers. I didn't think about the hate lawyers part, but I think they would see that right through that.
But you are right, because in the one that I was selected for, there were plenty of people that just decided to blurt things out about their guns and
yeah
things that, you know,
just piggyback on
I'd
that.
Say give him the chair kind of thing. And it was just, like, you can
hell yeah!
I was like, does that stuff really work? He's going home?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it does.
Somebody said, I used the caretaker of an elderly excuse. What I didn't tell him was that the elderly was my 15-year-old dog. It's pretty good.
Whatever works, man.
Yeah.
I know you feel like, you know, some people are going to be, you're just a non-patriotic and, you know, appreciate your citizenship.
Yeah, I know somebody that was excited about jury duty. They were like, oh my God, I got selected. I can't wait. I was like, what? I am so excited. You're a weirdo. You are a weirdo. You want to serve on jury duty.
The guy next to me said he would do it if he was retired, is what he said.
Oh, I believe God. That. I think Lisa's dad would like it, because Lisa's dad was a teacher, and he's a historian, and he gets into a bunch of stuff. I think he would like it. But I think a lot of people that are, like, hell-bent on making sure they never miss an episode of, like, CSI and everything, they would get off on that. They would love to be on a jury.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're just getting started. It is the HR&P Lister line. It's open right now with the exception of Steve. Steve's going to come in to join the show at the next segment. But right now, I do want to tell you 713-780-3776 is the number. You call or text. And if you want to reach us via Twitter, it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Special shout out to Michael. Great last name, by the way. Michael Hernandez.
Yeah, I didn't know that was his last name. When they were saying who it was, I was like, I don't know who that is.
Well, you didn't know by Michael yesterday.
I didn't know Kevin either.
Travis.
He was so upset about
whatever.
That.
Trenton, Larry. What I don't
Jethro?
Know these. Yeah, I don't.
Trenton. Yeah. I don't know if we had an intern Trenton yet.
But here's the thing.
You know what? From now on, I'm just, whatever name I give someone is what I'm calling them. That's just, I don't even.
He doesn't like the fact that we say that he doesn't like the interns or treat them well. And then when we bring... Then
oh, he, I don't care.
And then he gets the I don't care mode. I don't know what his name is. I don't care. I don't. To me, he's Terry.
I mean, you know.
Terry Tate, office intern.
It happens.
Okay, by the way, Michael is here sitting in with Nick. He was going to fill in, and he was gracious enough to hang around.
I was like, why is he here? Why...
wants to learn from the best.
Oh, is he, are you, yeah, hop on the mic there, Michael. Why didn't you go home and play PlayStation?
Because I have to start training for next week whenever Dell goes out on vacation.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Sitting in. Looking.
So you're going to be sitting in for Dell?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. That's good. Are you nervous?
No. Yeah, I'm nervous because it's something I like to do and then.
You don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think I'll be all right.
Are you, now, do you think you'll be better or worse than Trey was yesterday?
I'll be better.
Trey was in there training, too.
I'll be better.
You'll be better?
Yeah. Will you take diligent notes like Trey did?
Yeah, are you taking notes?
Well, I already know how to run the board because I've done Soccer Matters. I've done Patrick Late Hits, and I've run the national board.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be
so you need to get the show that actually takes calls, then, is what you're saying. that interacts with the listeners. Okay.
Yeah.
No comment.
All right. Well, I hope you're better than Trey was yesterday. Trey screamed at us through the TV. So you can't do any worse. Okay.
I think I'll be all right.
I think you'll be all right too.
I like your confidence level, though.
Yeah.
It's not Jerry Bow, but it's
let's
good.
Let's see how good he is. Hey, let's take this call, Michael. Let's get Steve on the line. Steve wants to talk about jury duty. Steve, what's up?
Well,
oh, look at that.
I enjoy your banner and your reasons for getting out of jury duty, but I have a real simple one. The last 30 years, I've gotten requests for jury duty about at least a half dozen times. I just throw it in the trash and ignore it and then never show up.
You're a horrible American, Steve. Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. No repercussions whatsoever.
You've never gone to jail. You've never had another summons. They never sent you a nasty letter. Nothing.
No, it's not a. It's not a law. It's a request. And they send the request out to plenty of people, and they get the number of people that they need.
That's not true, Steve. Because it says right on the summons that if you don't show up on the given day, it is punishable.
They tell you when you show up too.
No, well, it's never happened to me.
Steve, what county are you in?
Well, right now I'm in Houston. I've never gotten a request here in Harris County, but because I just moved down here about a year ago.
Well, because they know you're not going to go.
Yeah.
What? All right. So I pulled it up, Steve. It says if you are summoned to jury duty in a JP court, small claims or justice court, or a municipal court in Texas, the penalty for not showing up is exactly the same as under the federal rule. A fine of $100 and or a 3-night stay in jail. So the way I see it, owe them about 90 days and $3,000.
No. I've never gone to jail. I've never been fined.
That's wild, dude. I would be too scared. You're a brave man,
Spell your
Steve.
Last name, Steve. There's still time.
throw your address out there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Steve. You're
Thanks
a brave
for listening,
man.
Steve.
I would be too scared to do that, honestly. What about you?
Yeah, for sure.
I would be like, oh, my God, they're going to have, like, Walker, Texas Rangers showing up at my door, kicking it down, ready to arrest me.
Steve's now on the internet looking for juror protection programs. So that he can duck and run.
3 nights in jail just because you don't want to go to jury duty.
I knew that was the case. I knew you couldn't just blow. But I've heard a lot of people say that. I used to work with a lot of people that said, know what I do? I just throw it right in the trash. And they don't know if I ever opened it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because when I showed up today, they were like, "You make sure you check in. Because if you don't check in and you're here the entire day, you're going to still go home and get a lovely letter that says you have a warrant out for your arrest." They literally said that. Like, so if you don't check in and you show up, you can get a warrant out for your arrest.
You know what's funny is on this thing, it's called the Austin, it's on austinchronicle.com where I was reading about the common law jury duty requirements. And they say, oh yeah, $100 and or a 3-night stay in jail. But then they end it with this. It's like, you idiots. The real consequence is that jury trials can't happen without jurors. That's not a consequence. I don't care. Guess who doesn't care if jury trials happen? People that don't commit crimes. Don't care about that. Just stop. Just do the fines and all that.
There's a lot of people that say, let's see, you can try and guilt me, But I really appreciate my job and the things that I have to do, and I think that wins.
Do you feel cheap? Hey, when they offered you the $10 for the day, did you say donate it to charity, or did you say give me my damn $10?
It was $6, and I donated it. Yeah, it was $6.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, you kept it?
Of course I'm keeping it.
I was just hoping I'd
Hell
get
yes.
out.
Is that on top of parking? Because down at the courthouse,
no, it's free parking in
they
Richmond.
Give you... Yeah, the parking, or they'll pay, and does that, you take the bus or something, they'll reimburse you.
Does that make me cheap?
Yes.
That I keep the $6, which I think it was like 10 in my
I like how County. You exaggerated it. It added $4.
Out in that ritzy neighborhood where the farm is, it might be 10.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Montgomery County. We're highfalutin out there.
Yeah.
I think you can get a mani-pedi while you're waiting.
The meth capital of Texas. We're pretty highfalutin.
I mean, it was $6. I donated $2 to, like, crime victims, another one that protects children, another one that protects, like, they had like four options, and I just
so you essentially went into debt for being a juror.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
I am an a-hole.
But if you had to come back, you got paid $40 a day.
What?
Yeah. Like, if you had to
come
back.
How'd that
work? Only if you had to come back for a second day or more. It's $40 a day from that point on.
Oh, I did that trial. I did. They didn't give you any bump.
You got
up 10 after
bucks
a
day.
That's
in
what
Montgomery County.
That's what the Fort Bend County Sheriff and the judge said. So
really, in Montgomery County, you get $10. What does Ryan want to talk about? They just have Ryan up there. There's no comments. I'm not taking Ryan's call until we know what he wants to talk about. These damn interns. Who is that out there? Bobby.
Fort Bend County is.
I don't know. I think it's David.
Sheriff Helms, right?
Remember David?
Yes. No.
That's Raheel's guy. Who? Sheriff Helms. I think that's Fort Bend County. Raheel's had him on the air before.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm kind of cheap because I take the money. But you know what? It's my money. Don't judge me.
But you're not alone. I'll say that.
Comedian money.
I mean,
or
yeah.
Or radio money. I just want to point that out.
That's true. It's better.
You want to take this last call
Let's
on jury
do
duty and
Ryan,
then wrap it up on jury duty?
Ryan wants to talk jury duty. Ryan, what's up?
Yeah, man, I just thought that was crazy. I was calling to corroborate that guy's story. I'm 34 years old. I've been getting those jury duty things in the mail since 18. I've never responded, nothing of the sort. And I always give my mom's address when I get pulled over so the cops don't ever know where I live, you know, just in case it turns into a warrant. So they always show up over there, and she thinks I'm nuts for just throwing them in the trash like that guy said. But no repercussions whatsoever. That is an absolute fact. I am here to corroborate.
I can't believe this.
But he's kind of he's kind
appreciate the call.
He's kind of admitting that he's getting warrants for his. You know what I mean? Like he's just avoiding them.
Yeah, you're not only are you avoiding your civic duty, you're lying to police officers. Also, you don't have to go to jury duty. That's wild. That's
I'm
you guys,
telling you, man. People have life. Going on, and some people that
everybody has a life.
I get it, but some people I was just gonna say
you're a horrible,
are a little bit more intense about it.
Ryan and Steve are horrible Americans. I think we can come to that conclusion as a team, right?
Raheel just texted the show, by the way. It's Sheriff Nails. It's you would say it anyway.
What?
It's spelled N E H L S, but it's pronounced Nails.
Nails.
Because you know the producer extraordinaire Michael's filling in for next week is actually Dale.
Dale?
Yeah. So it's Sheriff Nails. He's a huge Packer fan.
Moral
so he's
of the
a good
story,
dude.
Go to jury duty. Bunch of jerks.
Wow. At least you're not calling anybody names today. Got it out of
I
your
can't
system
believe,
yesterday.
I would never, I would be way too scared to throw that thing in the garbage. I really would. I go out of sheer.
I'm with you.
Just not even respect for. The process, I just don't want to go to jail.
Zero
That's
peace
I
of mind.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I can sleep at night. I don't have to worry about getting pulled over, getting arrested because I didn't go to jury duty.
There you have it. Hey, we're moving on. Appreciate the calls that were calling in on jury duty, but we do have lots more to get to on the show. So we love the fact that you are usual suspects and want to participate. If you do want to call in or text, that HR&P listener line number is 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were. Dropping to the valleys of an aging face that this world.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you being along for the ride, and thank you very much to those that have been very gracious in sending us texts and tweets lately to say how much they love the show. We do appreciate that. Indeed. We're working on it for you, building it every day, and we appreciate you being along for the ride.
Somebody had a question for you. Did Joel manage to salvage any more Jordans from his storage unit?
I was able to salvage some, but I think the casualty list was almost climbing. Double digits.
That picture was crazy.
And that was just the one pair. Yeah, there's several others. And Nike, as much as you all know that I've always been a Nike guy, very disgruntled, and it's not just because you picked on me when I tried to send back those the one pair of shoes, but very disgruntled because they've always had a really good customer service program, like especially if you've never worn them, because a lot of sneakerheads will actually put them in the box, put them in a closet or somewhere, and then pull them out and be able to say, man, no one else has these now, and I can look really good. And then the bottom falls off of them.
Like that? Oh, that's what you tweet.
That's what I, yeah, that was just one pair.
What happened to the air pocket in there? Was there an air pocket?
There wasn't one. Not in those Jordans. No.
Well, then how can they be Air Jordans if there's no air pocket?
Well, then you'll have to take that up with Mike and Tinker and the people that are behind
it. I feel like that this is a sham, that they're lying to the people.
I think that's possibly part of the deal, too. But they're such a monopoly in terms of people that go for Jordans and Air Force Ones and Nikes that they don't care.
Isn't that the whole point? That Jordan was the first one with the Air?
I think they had they had
the
Nike
Air Force
Air.
One was, right?
Yeah, they had Nike Air before they had the Jordan Air.
Yeah, well, maybe it was the Air Max. Was it the Air Max?
Or the Jordan bottoms, I guarantee you, most people don't think like they have any air in them because they're never – Jordan bottoms, you and I have had this discussion. They're good. They're fashionable, but they're tough to hoop it.
I don't feel like you can call them Air Jordans if you don't have the air pocket in
them. Once again, they are Nike and Air Jordan or brand Jordan. They can do whatever they want.
Call them people are going to do it. Those look raggedy, though. Man, that would piss me off.
Oh, man, they were brand new out of the box. You can see the blue paint was falling off of it with the foam because the foam cracked. Boy, yeah, and they were brand new, worn about five times. But that's what I'm saying. Nike changed their whole concept. It used to be, as long as they were Nikes and you can show any defect, they'd replace them. Hmm. And evidently, they got too many people with these foam issues because they changed the policy to 1 year.
Oh, yeah?
So if you buy, if you go out right now with some of the new releases coming out, you go and you've been watching on your different websites. So say you get the Jordan 3s. Okay.
I bought the Jordan 6s.
So you buy the 6s, but you buy two pair, all right? You buy one pair you're going to wear. You buy the other pair you're going to put away.
Okay.
Okay? So you put them away, climate-controlled storage or somewhere like that. You go back in a year or so and you yank them out and you're like, you know what? I wore these out, but now I'm going to break these out. Now no one's got these like they had when the re-release came. I'm good. And the bottom falls off. You call Nike, they're going to be like, yeah, sorry. Pissed me off, man.
Because I just bought the 6s on StockX that are 4 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I hope those don't fall apart.
Well, you got to be careful about it now, too, because Mark Villalobos, he sent me a message. He goes, man, now you're making me think I should check my Space Jams in storage. Bro, check them.
Yeah.
Because there's a pretty good chance, because they don't care. That's the thing. As long as you paid the $200 or whatever you paid up front,
they don't
care.
That's a damn shame.
So that's – and the other thing that you got to be aware of, and I show you these because these are the first LeBrons.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the patent leather.
That's very yellow.
You put it in storage in the box, keep it in its original and everything like that. And as patent leather ages, the only patent leather you should get on basketball shoes is black or blue or dark colors because the patent leather will turn like an eggshell color just by aging.
It looks like somebody peed on your shoe.
Well, and I haven't been next to you in a urinal today, so I can assure you that didn't happen.
On my Instagram, by the way, yesterday we were talking about the charcoal toothpaste. I posted a full story, like a highlight on my Instagram of the whole process and the pictures of what it looks like with your teeth and stuff like that. If you want to see it, at Barry is funny on Instagram. But here's what I noticed today. Mm-hmm. There's little black flakes coming out of my gums now. Like, I have little black spots
not
in my
mouth. Not the ones that I call you out on for being between
your
teeth.
Yeah, no, not spinach or lettuce or whatever I have from eating a salad before the show. Ass. But, these little, it's the, huh?
Ass.
Ass. No, I don't have any poop particles
okay,
in there, Joel.
No, you're too clean for that.
But
I know that.
I don't, like, I'm like, wow, that's not good. It's coming out of my gums from this morning.
Smart move by your wife to make you the guinea pig.
Yeah, no doubt.
Smart move. That's props just, to her.
I don't know. That's weird. And I've brushed. So I did the, because I was like, all right, I'm going to take pictures for everybody to see it, right? So I did them. I put it on the Instagram, and I brushed the teeth. I did everything I was supposed to, rinsed. And then afterwards, I have one of those electric toothbrushes. Electric toothbrushes.
Okay.
And so
same
I did
difference.
That. Yeah, depends on how you use it, I guess.
Right.
But I did the electric toothbrush, still had junk in the teeth. I was like, damn it. So I took my nap. I got up. I brushed again. Still. When I got here, I was looking in the mirror. I still have little black dots coming out of my gums.
Now, that's just the remnants of the charcoal.
Charcoal. Yeah.
Nothing that's like grown or decided
no,
to develop because
trust
of this
me,
stuff.
No,
so where are you on doing this anymore?
I don't know. There's a lot of charcoal left in that.
something tells me though it's gonna go away.
No, because remember now he's cheap with the jury duty
but
money.
The charcoal.
He probably doesn't want to waste what they paid for this charcoal toothpaste.
Well, like I said, she got it in that box that comes
the subscription
right.
deal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like I paid.
So you're gonna repackage it and just send it back like you didn't touch it?
I don't know.
Obviously, just a pinch is all it takes to give you complete tobacco-looking stuff between your teeth.
I just feel like it's weirding me out that I'm seeing little charcoal bits coming out of my gums. Like if I push on my gums,
it's still there.
Yeah, it comes out. I can push down on my gums.
So it's like your tonsil stones.
Creepy.
Only it's coming. They're black and they're coming between your teeth.
Really weird. It's really weird. I need to like record it. Maybe one day I'll record it and show you.
What if you get on stage and you get all these little black particles?
Yeah,
on your
well,
teeth?
Don't worry. I won't be doing that because since I leave for LA Saturday, I doubt I'll be doing this again this week. Okay. That's the last thing I need is. My niece Amanda, she sent me a because I did it on Instagram and you can reply to stories when people do that. She goes, "You look like one of the people from The Hills Have Eyes because my teeth are all black." Or she said, "Are one of those people in the mountains that drink a lot of Mountain Dew and their teeth rot out from the sugar?" It's true though. It's
I'm laughing because
looking.
OU Mike is listening to everything you say, and he's just he OU Mike'd you, and it's just really bad.
What did he say?
I mean. I don't know if you want to read
it. I saw
that.
It. Yeah. He said those could just be pubic hair fragments, Mr. Lover.
Jeez, Mike?
That's not even...
It's just disgusting.
It's an OU Mike text or tweet or whatever that was, for sure.
Some USA Mike said, aren't they called Air Jordan because that's his nickname? I thought they were called Air Jordan. He got the name Air Jordan because
from
of
Nike.
The shoes.
Because the commercial, Spike Lee, Air Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Not because he jumped far.
Although he did. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So, by the way, we got to get to this. You know what? Let me do this first. So, I want to test our listeners.
Okay.
Because of how good they always are about stuff like this. So, Sunday night, my article's due.
Okay.
So, I have my typical writer's block. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
So, I'm sitting there trying to... And it's like after 10. And Lisa, who... I think Nora's like this too, but Lisa's so anal about like laundry and cleaning and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out of bed. She was going to check something in the laundry room. She comes back to me and goes, "Hey, the dryer's broken." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I need the dryer. I use it every day. The dryer's broken." I'm like, "Broken?" She's like, "Well, it's working, but it's not blowing hot air." So I proceed to put the article on the side, which I know is killing me because I know I got to do it.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half online and calling because she gives me a number to call, which, of course, they're not there. So I end up thinking I've got the right, it's a Samsung dryer. We mm-hmm. bought it like 2.5
Gas
years
or
ago.
Electric?
It's electric. Okay. I end up somehow being transferred online with an online repair person that's working for Samsung with Samsung Australia, who walks me through 8 different things I got to do at the back of the dryer with all the dust and crap back there. And like, when I really should be writing my article, I do all those things. And he finally says, take the exhaust thing off from the mm-hmm. wall. And put it on time dry and turn it on. I'm like, what are they going to like? Boom. I got to careful how I phrase this. But I mean, you can just have like the dry me or something instead of. And he's like, well, just try it for me. So I'm like, all right, I try it. He goes, hot air or cold air? I go, well, it's not hot. He's like, yeah, you need a technician. I'm like, you just put me through all this. And he goes, and by the way, this is Samsung Australia. Samsung USA is closed. You got to call them in the morning. I go, what the hell did I just do wasting 2 hours of my life? So then they tell me, by the way, you're not under warranty anymore. You're going to have to pay anyway, and it might be days. I go, you're not married to my wife. You don't know what days without a dryer means. We don't go back to my, we don't put the clothesline in the backyard anymore. That ain't happening. So I'm like, so I call around, and then you're like waiting. You're at the mercy of, and I'm like, how big of a deal is this if our listeners know? Could I fix this myself? Because I'm like, it's still, the dryer's still drying. It's moving. It's blowing the it's just not warm air anymore. To me, it sounds like a fuse.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out if anybody knows.
I would appreciate your help. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Back with a whole lot more. And let's talk some Astros, because gosh darn it, I stayed up for that thing last night, and I'm glad I did.
That makes one of us.
There you go. Back with more.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back first hour, three-hour extravaganza, the big show. We call it what we do because we know you guys love us. We love you. That's the way it works around here. Usual Suspects are fantastic. You guys are already chiming in with lots of great things for the dryer and not so great. We'll get to those.
Pretty much we've all decided, I say we, everyone's suggesting it's the heating element. That's like across the board. Chris Householder said it's probably the heating coil. It's cheap to replace. Somebody else said, Joel, this happened to my Samsung dryer several times. It's been the heating element. They say it's when the lint vent isn't cleaned. This happens. I can change it. I think you can change it. It's like $20 for the part online, but a repair person will charge you $300.
Yes,
then somebody tweeted as well. Coyote guy tweeted that it's the heating element. So I think everyone has told you what the problem
and
is.
And the greatest tip.
And you can do it online. You can do it yourself.
And the other great tip was, I have a home warranty.
Yes.
They said that it's covered. I didn't think that would be covered under the home warranty.
I think you'd get away
warranty.
Better just doing it yourself than paying the home warranty.
Yeah,
and it would be done
faster.
The home
warranty, they charge you $70.
Yeah.
And
it'll take 3 weeks.
And then they're angry as hell because they know that they can't charge you anything else. So they're going to do shoddy work.
Mike said what you should do is pour gasoline into the dryer, light it, close the door, and set the dial to delicate.
He's such.
However.
Oh, you like that.
However, he spelled pour gasoline, P-O-O-R.
Oh, boy.
That's that sooner education.
Jeez.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Way to go, Boomer. Thanks for that advice. Good Lord. Hey, I stayed up last night for the Astros game, and I am glad I did, and I literally, with every at bat, was like, I just need to go to bed. They're just, with this lineup, they're just not going to do it. And I'm like, no, I'll stick for one more batter. Then in the ninth, I'm like, really? With the guys they have coming up, do we really have a shot at this? Then Bregman walked. Then I'm like, okay. Then they get two on, but there's two. I'm like, oh, boy. And get, you know, and I a lot of times, too, like, I lose faith in guys coming to the plate. But then Marwin comes up, and I'm like, I can go to bed now, but I'm still going to lay there if I go to bed anyway.
You mean you don't want to sit through his 236 average?
But you think about it on the road trip. Mm-hmm. He's been really hot ever since the two bombs in Seattle and got one in L. I'm like, ah, what the hell? I'm up now. I'll stick it out. And all of a sudden, I was like so jacked up. Then I couldn't sleep. I was like, that's amazing.
Marwin Gonzalez over the last 7 days.
Fire.
23 at-bats. 8 hits. He's hitting .348.
Four of them
four
were bombs,
home
right?
runs.
Yep, four of the
four
eight
home
hits.
Runs, 6 RBIs, 6 runs scored, and 3 walks.
God.
Welcome back, Marwin Gonzalez. I hope you stick around for a while. That would be nice.
Yeah, that Marwin Gonzalez. Or last year's, same difference. Last year's Marwin Gonzalez was
that
the same
nice.
Thing.
Yeah.
But just with that lineup, I went into that game thinking, and you and I talked about this yesterday, that I was like, man, I don't expect them to do the things they normally do because this lineup is just so patchwork. And then you just start seeing, and I felt bad for Morton because he pitched his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Great game, made one mistake, and it wasn't like an egregious mistake. He just left a curveball slightly up in the zone. It wasn't like too high sitting on a platter, but it was up enough that was it Belt that was able to pull it down the line. But anyway, the one mistake he makes all game after pitching a gem, and he's going to lose 1-0. And every guy coming up, I'm going, I don't have any confidence in Gattis. No, I don't have any confidence in White. No, I don't have. Come on, man.
Maldonado playing.
Yeah, I'm like, And then do that, I'm like, that's one of those games you look back on and go, that's why this team is special.
Mm-hmm.
They put that lineup out there. And just like you said, when you had confidence in L.A., when they went into L.A., you'd figure the Dodgers have the red ass. They're at home. It's going to be a big, you know, rambunctiously full house crowds all weekend. They want to get back at the Stros for the World Series, and the Stros aren't even at full speed, at full strength. I'm like, this could be disastrous. And they take 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Put on top of that, this one, and I'm going, this is why I love this team.
It's funny, yesterday, so I was looking at, when we were looking, because yesterday we discussed the MASH unit that is the Astros DL.
Right.
Their disabled list.
Their all-star team?
Yeah, their all-star team on the disabled list, and I was looking, oh, you know, you got, so Brian McCann, and then I started looking at, don't ask me why I do this. I'm such a dork. But I started looking at defensive statistics for catchers.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, do you know
did you have a choice between this and, like, cleaning out the garbage can or something?
Do you want to know who's... Now, this is, like, you got to really be nerdy. Like, I'm talking about never had sex with a woman, pocket protector nerdy to get into these stats. But it was on Baseball Prospectus. And they had... Basically, they had all these stats for catchers. So you had, like, runs saved, pitch framing. And the Baseball Prospectus came up with a number... And in the past, it wouldn't surprise you to hear that guys like Buster Posey and Yadier Molina have been at the top of the majors in this statistical, in this stat, in these categories. Guess who's number one in baseball and it's not even close?
Defensively?
Yeah. Not even close.
Please don't tell me Brian McCann.
Max Stassi. It's not even close.
Now, you do. Is not there a minimum amount of games?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I didn't see about a minimum because it's statistical. So they say, okay, he had this many chances to frame a pitch. This is how many times he framed the pitch to get the call based on where the pitch actually crossed the zone. And so I don't think it's like number of games. It's not like batting average or ERA where if you only pitch 2 innings, like if you catch 2 innings, that's fine. But your number, it's a cumulative number. So your number's not going to get that high. So it's about chances, but it's also about what you do with those chances.
Because I'm trying to think, you know,
but it blew
on
me
a limited
away.
Sample size, he threw out Maben the other day. Yep. He's done fairly well throwing out runners. But I also think about the fact when you start talking about if it includes framing pitches and such, he's gotten under Verlander's skin a few times.
Yeah, because like, when they didn't get on the same page
yeah,
that time.
Yeah, and Verlander's so intense on the mound that you can tell that even when he's not even hiding it at a certain point. Like, he's going, okay, this crap is pissing me off.
Yeah.
But, because did you hear about what happened? So, McCann did a bullpen session with Verlander yesterday.
Okay.
They said it was like two separated brothers that had been reunited. Verlander was so giddy that McCann was on the mend and they were able to have, you know, that time together again like that. That you can tell people poo-poo on Brian McCann and we always stick up for him.
Don't do
that. But he's not the hitter he used to be, but as a receiver and what he means to that pitching staff, it's like Trevor Ariza being a locker room guy and people saying that doesn't have value.
Yeah. It absolutely does have value. Brian McCann, look at this pitching staff before he got here. And some of the same arms that existed then and now. Brian McCann is making a difference and has been making a difference on that staff as well. But Maldonado wasn't even in like the top 30. But when you watch Maldonado catch a game, that dude is – there's something special about him.
He's good. He's
man,
really
I like watching him. The way he handles the staff and the way he handles the umpires, which is also important. You'll see him at least once a game turn around, talk to the umpire,
yes.
Kind of pat him on the chest like, yeah, I got you, big guy. All of that matters in
the
grand
scheme
of
things.
And also
the way he does it a lot of other times. You'll see him and you can just see the slightest subtle turn of the chin.
Like,
and out of the corner of his mouth, he's just trying to get some detail. Like, why did that miss? Because the other thing I noticed is Stassi's good about the quick wrist for the framing, but he'll leave it there for a while sometimes. Like, even if the umpire calls it a ball, he'll leave it there as if to say, think about that
too.
One, because next time that one's where it should be.
And apparently that pisses the umpires off. So
but you're right. He's good. Much. And then we mentioned he's got a cannon.
Who?
Maldonado.
Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah,
he does. He and Yachty, to me.
Yeah, Maldonado's legit. He's probably, I feel like, and I've said it, I feel like he's the best defensive catcher in the American League, at least, right now. But then, statistically, Max Stassi is blowing every. I'm going to find the stat. I'm going to.
That's crazy.
I'll show you. It's,
you know what I
it's
want,
wild.
Though? The next game that's a blowout either way, I want Hinch to get him warmed up. Because with the way he throws to second base, he's
got
to have straight gas on the hill.
Yeah.
Just let him fill in and blow some people away. He's the anti-Ephus pitch for all the infielders that come in throwing the lob up there. Yeah. I want to see him just gas some people and go, that's a catcher, brother.
That's funny.
That would be funny. All right. Astros get the win. That was a great win. They're at it again today. Mad Bum on the hill for the Giants as the Astros look to sweep that series and really finish off strong on this road trip. Either way, it's been a good trip. And then they come home with a day off to take on the Mariners this weekend. Lots more to get to. If you want to talk baseball, basketball, football, or otherwise, you can hit us up on the show. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, or hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.